Gratitude fuels that. Okay, very last one. Disciplined thinking. So disciplined thinking is something that I've been paying an awful lot of attention to and being very disciplined about my own thought process and about how do I actually start thinking bigger in all areas of my life. And so there are 8 suggestions that we have here, and I want to talk to you about disciplined thinking means that you're going to break down your aspirational goal into actionable items. And I sometimes am very good at big picture thinking, and it's very helpful for me to go to my wife or to go to my mentors or to go to my board of directors and say, how do I break this down to the immediate next 5 things so that I know that I'm on track? I love to make lists, and I love to be organized, and I love to have everything in one place. And so what I do is I break my aspirational goal down into the next 5 things. I mentioned earlier that I was on a conversation yesterday with some of my associates, and we were developing this new program for IT professionals. And I got very specific recommendations. Do this. Number one, create one sheet that's going to describe your new school, tell them what it's going to do, and what all the benefits are. Number two, go to 10 CIOs or 10 CTOs, get their feedback. Number three, so I have 5 next steps so that I can get to the next result, but everything needs to be broken down. Number two, schedule time to explore the extraordinary. So exploration for me has become disciplined, that there are certain things in my schedule that are non-negotiable. And that one of those things is that I have to continuously be feeding my enthusiasm for particular subjects in my learning. And so I have to put on my schedule, how am I going to explore this and continuously learn about it? So that's number two. Number three, procrastination really is about fear. And that if you isolate the fear and link it to twisted thinking, I think that you can somewhat reduce the amount of procrastination. I have always wondered, what would I need to do to be able to procrastinate about feeling badly? I mean, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to do? I'm going to not feel badly about that. I'm going to put that off until another day. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? But I'm going to suggest that procrastination is about fear, and typically you can link it to perfectionism. And then what perfectionism requires me to do is to be very disciplined and to recognize, here's what causes me to want to be a perfectionist. Here's the ways that I'm currently dealing with my perfectionism, and here are some alternative strategies about how to overcome it. Number four, focus on getting the next light to turn green. This is something that my mentor, Alan Weiss, has said. He said, Hugh, the only objective as you're driving down the highway is to get to the next light and to have it turn green. Do not think so much about the end result because you can become overwhelmed by that. On a daily basis, are we thinking about how do I get the next light to turn green? How do I get the next light to turn green? That's all I'm trying to do. Number five, focus on progress, not on perfection. This is the 80% in launch rule. And one of the things as a consultant I will tell to my clients all the time, there is a time when you need to get to 80% complete and then launch, and know that the other 20% could just be your perfectionism and your ability to kind of procrastinate. Now, I'm not suggesting to get to 80% and launch for brain surgery. I'm not suggesting that for the space program. But I am suggesting that for us in management and leadership positions, we sometimes will rely on making sure that everything is just right before launching. Ladies and gentlemen, get to 80% and then go. Focus on results, not on effort. When you talk about disciplined thinking, one of the things that I have seen people do is they focus about input. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. What I want to know and get you to start being very disciplined about, what is the result of what I'm doing as opposed to what is it that I'm doing? Focus on the results, not on the effort. Number 7, remember Newton's first law of motion is that the velocity of a body remains constant unless the body is acted upon by an external force. See number 1 above, which is to break your aspirational goal down into actionable items. You will continue to do the same thing, and we have this thermostat that we have, and we are maintaining homeostasis in the hopes that we can continue to feel successful. If something does not come in to change that, then we're always going to do the same thing. Be very disciplined about continuously learning and growing. And number eight, Julia Cameron in The Artist's Way, she recommended in there doing 3 pages of long-handed writing every single morning. It takes me 42 minutes to do it, where I just sit down and I start writing and writing and writing, and I stream of consciousness, I just do it. And what it does is it helps me to start thinking bigger, because it purges me of any unnecessary thinking and any errant thoughts. It's a wonderful, wonderful tool, and it's a wonderful book. With that said, we've got about 10 seconds left, and there was a question that I want to make sure that it gets answered, which is this, is that how as managers, how as leaders, can we cultivate all of these strategies within our teams and departments? The best answer is to be the avatar and to be the exemplar of this and to role model, and to have conversations with my staff and to say, which one of these out of the 78, which one is the most important for you to work on over the next 30 days, and then let me help you do that. And we will both learn together. So I always start with focus on being the very best at something, and to be, number one, a great role model would be the best place to start. Sean, Mike, you still there?
I am. Hugh, I want to thank you so much for sharing your always thoughtful insight with the Pepperdine community. I know there may be another question or two out there, and I might ask that we may follow up with those folks and to be respectful
Absolutely.
Of the time this morning. But I so appreciate the challenges that you pose, the strategies you devise, and your pursuit of linking values with actions. So thank you again for joining us for this teleconference this morning. Thank you, Hugh. And we are adjourned.